Hello and welcome. Joining us for this session is a man who's been called one of the world's most celebrated marketing strategists by his peers. Bill Glazer excels in so many areas. He's a best-selling author of the Outrageous series of marketing books. He's also co-written the Peak Performance series. He's a keynote speaker and an award-winning business growth strategist. In this session, we're going to cover how Bill got started in online marketing and how a chance meeting changed his life. Bill also tells us who impresses him the most these days and why you're never too old to stop learning. So, Bill Glazer, welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Well, let me start by asking, I suppose, the question you might get asked the most, Bill, which is how you got started in marketing.
Oh, well, listen, that, which is kind of an interesting question, but I get that question a lot. I mean, listen, when I first got out of college, I went to work for my father, who had a menswear business, okay? And actually, you know, I worked there for, I hate to tell you this, about 20 years with my father, okay? And then at that time, somebody asked me, a good friend of mine had a menswear business, said to me, you know, and I was in Baltimore, and my friend was in Philadelphia, and he said to me, we should come over and see this huge event that they're having there, okay? And you would probably, you know, enjoy being there, okay? It was a place called Peter Lloyd's event, okay? And so I got on the phone and went over there, okay? And I sat there and I was listening. It was a whole day, and it was all these presenters, okay? And at the very end, they said, by the way, you know, it's 5 o'clock, and if you want to go and drive and go to your car, that's fine. But then we have another presenter, okay, that you probably never heard of him before. And if you go now to try to get your car, you'll have to wait a long time before you can get your car. So he said, why don't you say, they told everybody, if you want to stay, we have this other presenter, he's a marketer, and you should listen to him. And of course, at that point, it was probably, they started about 10,000 people there, and about 7,000 of them went out to get their car, but I stayed because I was in the menswear business and I wanted to learn how to do marketing. And there was this guy named Dan Kennedy was this presenter, okay? And so I sat there and at the end, Dan Kennedy was nice enough to offer me a product. and the product was actually magnetic marketing. And I bought it, which is also interesting because when I was with my friend who also had a menswear business in Philadelphia, he said to me, listen, let's just buy one of them and we'll save it together, okay? And I said to my friend, listen, I'm going to buy it myself. And as I'm going back, I'm going to call through everything that's in there, which is what I did. And that's how I got started with Dan Kennedy. And at that point, it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me because from there, you know, in the next 2 weeks, it was 2 years after that, the same event came to speak in Baltimore. And so at that point, I actually called him, okay? And I said to him, listen, you don't know me. My name is Bill Glazer. And 2 years ago, I bought your product and now you're back in Baltimore. And I love to actually buy you dinner because you've been so helpful to my business. And he called me back and he said to me, Bill, he said to me, listen, first of all, I can't do dinner with you because right after the event's over, I'm gonna go back to where he's at, okay? But if you want to have lunch, we can have lunch. And at that point, I had lunch with him. And the other thing that was funny about it was, I said to Dan Kenny, listen, when I go there for lunch, I'm not going to bring over all the stuff that I'm doing now because I don't want to bother you, but I'm using all your stuff that I learned from you. And he said to me, and I'll never forget this, he said to me, Bill, if you don't bring all your stuff with you, you're just stupid, okay? So bring it with you, okay? And so we came there, we had lunch that day, okay? And he started looking at all my stuff, which basically I was doing everything I'd learned from him. And he said to me, Bill, can I keep some of it? This is from Dan Kennedy. He said, can I keep some of it so I can show it in the newsletter, okay? And I said to him, listen, I'll be happy to do that. But as a matter of fact, I already, when I bought the product, you sent out a letter to me about your newsletter and I started to buy that, okay? And then he said to me at the end, I said, listen, I have an idea for you. And I said, what's that? He says, well, now that you're in the menswear business and you're so good at it, you should create a business to teach other menswear businesses how to actually grow their business, okay? And I said to him, well, listen, I never heard of this thing before. And he said to me, listen, I have a lot of clients like that that do it in different categories that actually do that. He says, I'll help you to put it together, okay? And then he also says to me, he says, and at the end of it, once you put it together, in order to keep it stronger, you should join my it was that time it was called the Platinum Mastermind Group, which I said to him right away, how much does that cost? And he was telling me how much that was. It was a lot of money for me at that time. And I said to him, listen, let me just think about it. And then before we left for lunch, I said to him, you know what? I'm going to do it. And so I started to do that. And after a while, I was with his mastermind group for about 4 years. And then I said to him, listen, I called up Dan again. I said, Dan, listen, I know you like a lot of things like with different kinds of products and things like that. He says, well, there's one that's happening in Baltimore, and we'd love if you actually come to Baltimore and actually we'll spend some time together. And he did. He flew over to Baltimore. And at that point, at the end of it, he said to me, Bill, you know, you're doing so good, especially in my mastermind group. I'm looking to sell my product, my own business. Would you be willing to buy my business? And I said to him, my God, he said, I didn't know coming here to figure out I'm going to buy your business. And he said, Louise, why don't you buy it? Because you'll do really, really good at it. And at the end of that call, I already bought his product, okay? And we developed that product into a company called Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, okay? And we owned that company pretty much together for 8 years. And at the end of 8 years, I sold that to a private equity company, okay? And still, Dan still stay involved with that company, which is, after it was called Glazer Kennedy, became called GKIC. And that business has done pretty well for many years, although the private equity pretty much hurt the business a lot. But that's another story for another different day.
It's an amazing story, Bill. I mean, it just goes to show that when you got started and you stayed for that final presentation, that actually that was the life-changing moment. That was the thing that defined your course from that moment onwards. So when was this? When did this all happen?
Well, so when I actually was in Philadelphia, it was in 1994, okay? And then it came back to Philadelphia, to Baltimore in 1996, okay? But I think the important thing about this, which could really help a lot of people understand the story I just told people, is this, that number one, I started out in the menswear business, okay? But because of the fact that I could go to a special event to hear about Dan Kennedy, okay? And that's the point that I learned myself that, gee, this is no longer about being in the menswear business. This is about me learning how to do marketing, okay? And that was really a big thing for my business. And I would say that to anybody else that's listening to this right now, okay? You don't have to be in a regular business or any business at all. As long as you learn marketing and use marketing in your own business, you can really grow a very, very large business for yourself. And actually, I mean, as I own my business, which is called Glazer Kennedy, I had my own mastermind groups, okay? And many of the members of my mastermind group built huge businesses. As a matter of fact, one of them that was in my business, in a couple of months, he's doing his own event, okay? And he invited me to go speak at his event. And I said to him, I'm not going to mention his name. I don't think it would be right to mention his name. But I said to him, how many people are going to be there? And he said to me, this is one of the biggest marketing events in the year, he said to me. There's going to be 10,000 people there. And he said, Bill, I want you to present for me. So actually, my point is that through a whole process of learning marketing, not only can you learn marketing for yourself, but you can help other people to grow a huge business as well.
Amazing. I mean, so how hard, or should I say easy, did you find the marketing once you kind of realized that was the direction that you needed to go in to grow your business? How easy or how hard did you find it?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, first of all, I would pretty much say to anybody who learns how to build a big business of any kind of business at all, okay, you have to work at it. You really do have to work at it, okay? I mean, again, when I owned my own menswear business, because eventually I became two stores, okay, I had about 38 employees that were working there. But when I built my marketing business, which was called at that time Glazer Kenny Insider Circle, okay, we built it up to, until I sold that business, to about 28 employees ourselves, okay. And the reason why we kept growing more employees for that was because of the fact that as the building got bigger and bigger and bigger, I needed more employees to help me, to even help our members to have a, be able to help them, okay? So, you know, here's the thing I would say, because as I know that this is in a newsletter that this is going out about, is the fact that eventually you want to build a business, okay, so that you can create a pretty large business for yourself. And my point is this, that when I owned my own menswear business, okay, I used to think to myself, you know what, I would sell people suits and things like that, and they would make sure that the suits look great, okay? But when I was in the menswear business and I had all those members that were parts of Glazer Kennedy, and at some point we had 10,000 members, which are Glazer Kennedy, okay? I always said to myself, you know what, this is different, okay? Because when I was doing a menswear business for marketing, okay, for other people, okay, I could not just change how their suits look, but I could help them, the entire world, to help other people like that. And many, many people that were in Glazer Kennedy members, okay, I was so happy that I could help other people to help their own business as a whole.
I mean, as I say, it's amazing to hear that as well. You know, you've helped other businesses overcome their challenges too. You are well known, Bill, for your outrageous marketing campaigns as well. I know that your latest book is called Outrageous Marketing: Multi-Step Marketing Campaigns Volume 2. Can you maybe just tell me a little bit more about how the book came about and also about outrageous marketing in general?
Well, that's actually two questions, but I'm going to make it into one question, okay? First of all, for many years, as I became a marketer, in my very first book, which was 10 years ago, okay, the very first book, which was called Outrageous Marketing, period, okay? And at that point, I learned to myself, I realized to myself that I would show other people how to grow their business by doing outrageous campaigns, okay? And by the way, the word outrageous is a key word because the key to it, and the reason why I always use the word outrageous, because when people would think to themselves that the word outrageous, it lets people know that it's gonna look unusual, okay? That's what this is all about, okay? But now when I wrote my previous book and now my current book, because the first one was volume one and now this is volume two, okay? Volume one of this, I actually would teach people 7 steps to create outrageous campaigns, okay? And then when I did this current book, which is now volume two of that, I moved it from 7 steps to 8 steps, okay? Now, let me just tell you a little bit about both of those books, okay? What those books is that I reached out to people and I'm lucky enough to know the right people to ask to send me their campaigns and I place them in the book, okay? And my very first book that we're talking about, which was about 2 years before this, okay, there was about 52 campaigns in there, okay? And I placed them into the book. And then my next book, which is the new book right now, which is volume two of this, there's now 42 campaigns in this, okay? And as I was having people send me their campaigns for this upcoming book, I moved it from 7 steps to 8 steps, okay? And I will tell you that was a big change, okay? The reason why is because in the previous book that I had about 2 years ago, there was only 7 steps. But it wasn't until people started sending me, well, I was actually really particularly one particular lady sent me over a campaign. And as she sent it to me, I started looking at it, okay? And at that point, I got on Zoom with her and she was telling me about it. And at that point I said to her, listen, and actually I'll tell you a little bit about who she is in a few minutes, but I said to her, listen, I really don't have a lot of time right now to go through the whole thing because I have to get out. But can you send me over some information about yourself? And I'd like to see your websites and things like that, okay? And she sent it to me, okay? And when she sent it to me, I called her back. And I said to her, her name is Marisa, by the way. I said, Marisa, when I started looking at this, you hurt me a lot. And she said, why, Bill? I said, because when I started looking at it, I couldn't fall asleep all night. I looked through everything you sent me. Yeah, I went through it for about 6 hours looking at everything there was. And at that point, I said to her, Marisa, this now adds a new step to the outrageous campaigns. So now I moved it from 7 steps to 8 steps. And actually, the current book that we have right now has that in there. So now there's 8 steps. And actually, I go out and present quite often. And now when I talk about it, I talk about all the 8 steps that are in there.
Wow. I mean, I remember the original book, and I'm really excited about reading volume 2 as well, particularly with the extra step that's in there. I mean, Bill, you've worked in this industry now for many, many years. You've also worked, as you mentioned before, alongside Dan Kennedy for many years. I'm sure there must be quite a few highlights from your time working together, or any funny stories that you can share with us.
Well, listen, if I can tell you funny stories about when I worked with Dan, I would take about 4 days to explain that whole thing because everything was happening was funny. But I mean, even like I would tell you one of the funniest things that happened. OK, when I bought the business from Dan, one of the reasons why he wanted to sell his business, which I didn't know at the time, was because he was married, okay? And he's married and it was falling apart, okay? And so that's the reason why he just wanted me to buy it, because he didn't have any employees at all, okay? And the funny thing about it was, so I started growing that business with Dan, okay? And then about 2 years after that, he came back and he says, Bill, I'm getting back together with my same previous wife, okay? We're getting together again, okay? And I want to invite you and your wife, which my wife is Karen, to when they get married, when they're married, we'll go there together, and we'll be there to see both of them getting married together. And so that was sort of a funny story, because the fact is Dan would often say to people, well, the reason why he had to get out of the business was because his wife was leaving him, okay, and taking half of his money, okay? And so now Dan didn't have as much money, so he had to sell the business, okay? And of course, then after he got remarried to the same lady right now, he also would laugh about the fact that he says, yeah, now I got my other half back now, right now. So it wasn't about just because the money came back with his ex-wife, came back to them as there. So it was kind of a funny story about that. But listen, also listen, with Dan, there were so many things that we did together. I mean, we would go and we would present events everywhere. We went to the United Kingdom. We went to definitely to Canada, a lot of other things. Certainly in the United States, we would go present a lot together as well. And often there would be really funny things that would happen as we would all do together. So, but that's like a little short story about when his wife left and came back again. A lot of people, I like to tell that story.
That's a great story. I think as well, I now know where you get the idea of being outrageous from as well. It sounds like Dan was taking your lead there. Oh, that's great. Now, in terms of marketing in 2020 and beyond, I mean, we've touched on the fact that you like outrageous marketing. Who do you think does the best marketing?